Track 21, Unit 9, Listening, Part 3, Multiple Choice.
My next guest is British traveller Jenny Parker, who's just returned from Vanuatu, a group of islands in the South Pacific. Jenny, what made you want to travel to Vanuatu?
Well, I was on my gap year. I just spent 6 months working in a hotel in New Zealand, and I knew I wanted to go travelling, do something adventurous. One day I got chatting to a guy at the hotel who'd been to Vanuatu several times and really raved about it. Said it would be unlike any place I'd ever seen. At first I wasn't sure. That hotel job was a real find. I'd made a lot of friends and had a great time. It was hard to leave. But his descriptions were just irresistible in the end.
So when you arrived in the country, what were your first impressions?
I spent the first few days in the capital, Port Vila. Everyone I spoke to was very polite and willing to help. I'd been told to expect that. What caught me out, though, was in New Zealand. I'd been in the mountains where it had been cool, but in Port Vila it was sweltering. Fortunately, there was lots of lovely tropical produce in the market, so it was easy to stop for a snack and a rest. As I looked around, I was struck by the difference between some of the rather run-down and tired-looking colonial architecture and its backdrop of this stunning harbour with exquisite views across a turquoise lagoon. A remarkable combination.
And then you visited one of the other islands, I think.
That's right. I set off to an island called Tana. I was really excited about it. Firstly, because the Tanis were well known for their supernatural beliefs, but also because there's an active volcano on the island called Mount Yasar, which at night time can often be seen erupting from miles away. Unfortunately, there'd been a storm shortly before I arrived and it was shrouded in cloud, which was a shame. And it took us all day to cross the island because the storm had created so much thick mud that the minibus kept getting stuck. It was worth it, though, because we could walk up one of Yasser's more dormant summits and look down into the crater.
Now, I understand you stayed with a family in a village. How did you find village life?
It was a real adventure. I helped in the gardens and in the kitchen. Late each afternoon, all of the men would gather at a special meeting place they called the Nakamal. You can only attend if you're invited. And in fact, on some of the other islands in the group, it's taboo for women to go to the Nakamal at all. But in my village, I was allowed to join them one day, which was a real privilege. I guess it's indicative of the fact that within an island country like this, there are all sorts of beliefs and practices, some more traditional and others less so.
Then you went diving, didn't you, on a rather unusual dive site?
Yes, it's a dive site called Million Dollar Point. What happened was, the Americans had a big military base there, and at the end of the Second World War, they just dumped all their equipment into the sea. It would have cost more to ship it all back to the States than the equipment was worth, so it made sense in the context of the times. There are jeeps, guns, tanks, everything really. It seems to me that there's a real threat that explosives or fuel are going to leak out and have a terrible impact on marine life in the area. But I have to say, there's no sign of that at present. The coral and plant life has grown up over the years to create this amazing artificial reef. It attracts divers from all over the world. Hardly surprising, because there really isn't anything else like it.
And what about language? Do the local people speak English?
They speak a kind of pidgin English, or Creole, called Bislama. It's a mix of English, French, and some of the local languages. It's actually a really funny and clever commentary on the country's history and culture. And because absolutely everyone knows Bislama, they come up to you and just start chatting away and are astonished to find you're not fluent. But I find it pretty straightforward to pick up the basics.